DJW.
For DJW, you're still there? KZ4 TNA.
Still here. How you doing?
I'm talking to you through a Bofang with a mag mount antenna on a baking sheet from a backyard office. I still be attempted having a temporary base station. How am I hitting the repeater?
You're full scale, full quieting, but it does sound like you're in a little bit of a tunnel. Are you in a tight quarters of a building?
Backyard office, so I'm not surprised that there could be a bit of an echo or a bit of a, you know, bathroom sound effect.
Yeah, but you're completely readable. No problem whatsoever. It's just noticeable that, you know, like a hollow room or something like that.
It's just really incredible how fast it's still hard to believe the antenna that's not even up to my hip sitting on the porch out here is reaching up at here so far away. Really cool. Well, how you been doing? What's new with airplanes or home security cameras or setting up a repeater on Paris Mountain? I mean, you know, linking the repeater on Paris Mountain.
For flying some Pixlers, that's like a really easy flying platform for putting cameras and goggles and all that stuff on, flying through goggles. So that we can learn formation flying. Steve and I are doing it. We're looking for more pilots always that want to join us. And then the other one was the cameras, security cameras. I've got five of them that run by themselves pretty much all the time now. And they take a snapshot every other second and then compile all that into video at the end of the day. So you get one long video of the whole day for that camera. And then you can find four of those five onto a single video that you can see four views at once. I've yet to get them so I can synchronize them perfectly, but that's just, there's more work to do there, but they are making some progress. They're getting a little bit operationalized in that they can run by themselves all day and I don't have to intervene. And then the other one, the linking on Paris Mountain, I was talking to Johnny the other day about getting stuff like that started back up again, and he agrees that we need to do that. But Landon's going to have to quit traveling down to Florida, and Johnny's going to have to quit working so many hours before we can get back on those two.
I know, that's good to hear on all fronts. And sure, and, you know, again, keep me in mind, if it needs this extra manual labor needed, I might be able to help out with that Paris Mountain job, although, of course, I've got no real, intellectual expertise to offer. But that all sounds real good. Let's see, something else I was going to ask you about. Oh, sure. I was just talking to a new man sometime last week, and his call was KO4 WWZ, Whiskey Zulu. And I was surprised it was that far, and I was trying to remember. I think they go alphabetically. Does this really mean that for the region that gets the K prefix, that since I was given mine, which was KO4 PRN, I think originally, about a year ago, they really were that last year, we've gotten all the way down to KO4 WWZ. Do they just go straight alphabetically per region?
That is surprising. That means it's picking up. That it's going that fast. It doesn't always go that fast, but like when I got mine the same time Gary got his, and we were in the KIs, and they went through A to Z for KI 4, and then all the alphas, you know, A, B, C, all the way down to the end. And that was in 2004. So if you take that and divide it by the number of the letters in the alphabet between that and O, it tells you about how many per what time frame it takes to go through one letter in the alphabet as the second character in the prefix of your call.
So if we remove the K and the 4 from a six-letter call, then really you're talking about four slots, each one having 26 options. We've got 26 to the fourth here, I guess, which is a lot of options, but gosh, I'm just still surprised that we've gone through that many since the time you mentioned, to go from KI, to go through all those, 26 times 26 times 26, all those from I all the way down to KO already. And I'm still surprised just that we went from KO4 PR, I guess is mine, to WW in about a year. But that's cool. I was just wondering if that's really how it works. I was surprised that we were getting to Whiskey Zulu right now.
Well, you know, you can download the whole FCC database for the amateur radio bands so that you can tell exactly. And there's like, I do that like every week. I download it for, and then I compile it into my own database that I use for my net control log. And I also use it for other things like our roster, like the Briars roster, and I also use it for my QSL logbook, which is a separate logbook. So it's handy to have around because you can just say, what is that call? You don't have to go pull them up on QRZ. You just hit a button, and it fills in all of your data for you. Makes it really fast. And you can monitor. There's like 1.2 million calls in there, but not all of them are active. There's like 900,000 active and like 20,000 that are inactive or something like something on that order. But anyway, you can download those at any time that you want. The database, they're text files. They're three separate text files, so you got to put them together so they make sense. But you can monitor its progress like that. So I thought that was pretty neat that the FCC did perform that function for us.
I did not know about that. And yeah, I can see how that'd be really handy if you were calling a net or, like you said, you know, tracking membership or anything for the little group. Interesting. All right. All good to hear. Yeah, it was fun to chat with this guy. He was brand new, and actually, I was talking to him with Chad. I think Chad had sponsored him, and he had just passed his test. So it was kind of a third-party talk with him, you know, just a few minutes after he got his license. Then I heard him a couple days later. His name's Chandler. And I heard him speaking under the call of KO4 WWZ, so figured he'd gotten his call by then. All right, cool. Well, thanks for filling me in. I got to go get ready for a 3:30 call here, but I just heard you, and then when I had a minute before, I thought I'd say hey. So hope you're doing all right, and hope to catch you again sometime soon. W4DJW, KZ4TMA. I'll be clear after your final. Thanks, Dave.
All right, Simon, good to talk to you. I know Chandler. I think I was one of the first ones he talked to because when I pulled him up on the QRZ database when he first threw his call out there, it sounded kind of new, and I talked to him for a few minutes, pulled him up on the database, and he only had like one or two hits on his name. So usually you can tell how long they've been around by how many hits there are on their name on QRZ. But, yeah, talk to Chandler. He's fresh out of the oven. So good to see those calls coming in like that. Anyway, take care. KZ4TMA, W4DJW Mobile.
See you to the flying field. Y'all get that antenna up, KI4DOS.
Yeah, we did. I was talking to Gene earlier today on it. He was out there at post 214, and it is up. So that's like one of three things we've got to do. Also got to do some training on digital side of HF for the vets that are out there, and also got to hang an HF antenna next. But Gene did a lot of design work on the VHF UHF antenna, so it went up like, I mean, it is easy. It was like 3 hours, 4 hours max, and we were done.
That was quick. Well, that's a good deal. If y'all need any help putting the HF up, give me a holler. Let me know a few minutes ahead of time.
Probably use some help on that. That's going to be more work. That's going to be more involved. But we'll see when they get ready for it. I think they're thrilled to death that they have a vertical out there now. And there's some people that are talking to them about what the HOA in that area can and can't do. So I think they've got that to work through before they do a whole lot of other work. So it might be a little while. Anyway, Gary, I'm at the field. I got to get out and unlock the gate. Good talking to you. KI4DOS, W4DJW.
Okay, Dave. Well, I'm gonna give Robbie a call. Make sure we're still on for tomorrow at 2:00. And other than that, we'll go from there. Have a great day. Enjoy your flying time. It's a beautiful day for it. Not much wind. We'll talk at you later. W4DJW, KI4DOS Mobile.
Sounds good, Gary. See you tomorrow at 2:00, unless Robbie says otherwise. W4DJW, clear.